Western producer, summertime means staying outside to experience the array of colors in a sunset followed by the moonrise and stargazing. It means enjoying a leisurely walk or taking part in some garden therapy by picking produce and smelling blooms like purple petunias and evening scented stocks. It means reading a favorite book on the deck in the warm breeze. Part of the pleasures of the season are the sharing of food, especially seasonal produce, such as fresh-picked cucumbers, new potatoes, sweet carrots and prairie cherries. Recently, I've added a new must-have to my list: fresh-chilled, in-season Canadian blueberries. These deep blue-colored berries are a nutritional powerhouse, high in fiber, vitamin C and K and antioxidants, which include resveratrol. Researchers at the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Arkansas Children's Nutrition Center determined that both wild and cultivated blueberries had the highest antioxidant capacity among fruits. Other studies have shown that eating blueberries helps to reduce that stubborn belly fat. Blueberries are so simple to eat, with no pits, no skins to peel and no seeds to get stuck in our teeth. They can also take your menus to the next level of taste. Add blueberries to your Greek vanilla or lemon yogurt, pancake batter, smoothies, on top of cereal and porridge, and to your main course entrees and desserts. Blueberry chicken chopped salad give your greens a blast of blue. 2 boneless, skinless chicken breasts, salt and pepper, 1 tablespoon olive oil, 15 milliliters, 1 head romaine lettuce, washed and finely chopped, 2 c. fresh blueberries, 500 milliliters, 1 half c. chopped fresh tomatoes, 125 milliliters, 1 half c. chopped fresh cucumber, 125 milliliters, 1 c. chopped raw or toasted pecans, 250 milliliters, 1 half c. diced red onion, 125 milliliters, 1 half c. Cheese such as feta, or any soft cheese of your choice, 125 milliliters. Dijon vinaigrette to make the vinaigrette, 1/3 c. Olive oil, 80 milliliters. 3 tablespoon red wine vinegar, 45 milliliters. 2 teaspoon honey, 10 milliliters. 1 teaspoon Dijon mustard, 5 milliliters. Pinch of salt and black pepper to taste to make the dressing. Combine all ingredients, whisk and set aside. Pour on before serving. Instructions. Season the chicken breasts with salt and pepper. Heat the oil in a large sauté pan over medium heat. Add the chicken breasts and cook for 4 to 5 minutes per side, until the chicken is cooked through and no longer pink inside. Transfer chicken breasts to a separate plate and let rest for at least 5 to 10 minutes. Then chop into small, bite-sized pieces. Add the chicken to a large mixing bowl with the lettuce, blueberries, tomato, cucumber, pecans, red onion, feta cheese, and vinaigrette. Toss to combine. Serve immediately. Note: what is fun about a meal salad is that you can be creative. Add more protein and less vegetables, use beef instead of chicken, use plant proteins instead of animal protein, or use different vegetables with the greens. The plate is your palate. Blueberry lemon cheesecake bars crust, 1.5 c. Graham cracker crumbs, 375 milliliters, 6 tablespoon unsalted butter, melted 90 milliliters, 1/4 c. Granulated sugar, 60 milliliters filling. 2 packs of cream cheese, softened to room temperature, 2 times 250 grams, 1 large egg, 1/4 c. Granulated sugar, 60 milliliters, 2 tablespoon lemon zest, 30 milliliters, 2 tablespoon lemon juice, 30 milliliters, 1 teaspoon pure vanilla extract, 5 milliliters, 1.5 c. Fresh blueberries, if using frozen, do not thaw, 375 milliliters. Instructions. Preheat the oven to 350F, 180 C. Line an 8-inch square baking pan with parchment paper with enough on the sides to easily lift the chilled bars out once prepared. Set aside. Add the graham crumbs to a mixing bowl, cover with the melted butter and sugar, stir to combine well. Press into the lined pan. Bake for 5 minutes. Allow to cool as you prepare the filling. In another mixing bowl, beat the cream cheese for 1 minute on medium speed until smooth. On medium speed, beat in the egg, sugar, lemon zest, lemon juice, and vanilla extract together until smooth, approximately 3 minutes in total. Gently fold in the blueberries. Spoon the filling carefully over the crust. Bake for 30 to 35 minutes, or until the cheesecake has set up and the edges are lightly browned. The bars will be very puffy, but will sink slightly down as they cool. Allow to cool for 30 minutes at room temperature on a wire rack and then chill in the refrigerator for at least 3 hours. Lift the parchment paper out of the pan and cut into 16 squares. Source. Adapted from Sally's Baking Addiction. Glistening blueberry sauce and easy and quick topping. 1/4 c. Sugar 60 milliliters 1 teaspoon. Cornstarch 5 milliliters dash salt 1/4 c. Water 60 milliliters 1 c. Fresh or frozen blueberries 250 milliliters half a teaspoon. Grated lemon zest 2 milliliters 1 1/2 teaspoons. Lemon juice 7 milliliters in a small saucepan, combine sugar, cornstarch and salt. Gradually whisk in water until smooth. Add blueberries, lemon zest and juice and bring to a boil over medium heat, stirring constantly. Cook and stir until thickened, 2 to 3 minutes, some berries will remain whole. Serve warm or chilled over ice cream. Also good over yogurt, pancakes and cheesecake. Makes about 1 c. 250 milliliters of sauce. Source. Taste of home. Quick and easy blueberry muffins 1 1/2 c. All-purpose flour 375 milliliters 1 1/2 c. Granulated sugar, plus 1 tablespoon for muffin tops 125 milliliters 1/4 teaspoon. Salt 1 milliliter 2 teaspoon. Baking powder 10 milliliters 1/3 c. Oil 80 milliliters 1 large egg 1/3 to 1/2 c. Milk, dairy and non-dairy both work. 80 milliliters to 125 milliliters 1 1/2 teaspoons. Vanilla extract 7 milliliters 1 c. Fresh or frozen blueberries, if using frozen berries do not thaw before using, 250 milliliters heat the oven to 400°F, 200°C. Prepare muffin tins. For standard size muffins line 10 to 12 muffin cups. If there are extras, fill the remaining cups with 1 to 2 tablespoons of water to help the muffins bake evenly. Instructions. In a large mixing bowl, combine the flour, sugar, baking powder and salt. Add oil to a measuring cup that holds at least 1 c, 250 milliliters. Add the egg, then fill the jug to the 1 cup line with milk, 1/3 to 1/2 cup milk. Add vanilla and whisk to combine. Add milk mixture to the bowl with dry ingredients, then use a fork to combine. Do not overmix. The muffin batter will be quite thick. Fold in the blueberries. Divide the batter between muffin cups, about 3/4 full. Sprinkle a little sugar on top of each muffin. Bake muffins for 15 minutes or until tops are no longer wet and a toothpick inserted into the middle of a muffin comes out clean. Cool. To store, place them in a sealed container, and store at room temperature for 2 to 3 days. Makes 12 muffins. Source. www.inspiredtaste.net. Blueberry coffee cake. You will love the deep blue color of the baked berries. Great for coffee breaks. 1 1/2 c. Flour 375 milliliters 1 1/2 c. Sugar 125 milliliters 2 teaspoon. Baking powder 10 milliliters 1 1/2 teaspoons. Grated lemon zest 7 milliliters half a teaspoon. Nutmeg or cinnamon, or a mix of both, 2 milliliters 1/4 teaspoon. Salt 1 milliliter 2/3 c. Milk 150 milliliters 1/4 c. Butter, melted 60 milliliters 1 egg, beaten 1 teaspoon. Vanilla 5 milliliters 2 c. Fresh or frozen blueberries 500 milliliters, you can use equal amounts of frozen berries but do not thaw before using, topping, 1/2 c. Sugar 125 milliliters 1/2 c. Flour 125 milliliters 1/4 c. Butter, melted 60 milliliters in a mixing bowl, combine the first 6 ingredients. Then add the milk, butter, egg, vanilla and beat for 2 minutes. Pour into a greased 9x13 inch, 22x33 centimeters, baking pan. Sprinkle with blueberries. In a bowl, mix the sugar and flour, cut in the butter and sprinkle over the berries. Bake at 350°F, 180°C, for 40 minutes or until browned. Cuts into 12 servings. Source. Quick Cooking Magazine. Lastly, a cookie option. Blueberry cookies 2 1/2 c. All-purpose flour, spoon and leveled, 625 milliliters 1 1/2 teaspoons. Baking powder 7 milliliters 1/4 teaspoon. Salt 1 milliliter 3/4 c. Unsalted butter, softened to room temperature 175 milliliters 3/4 c. granulated sugar 175 milliliters 1 quarter c. Packed light or dark brown sugar 60 milliliters 1 large egg, at room temperature 1 1/2 teaspoons. Pure vanilla extract 7 milliliters 2 teaspoon. Lemon zest 10 milliliters 2 tablespoon. Fresh lemon juice 30 milliliters 1 quarter c. Milk 60 milliliters 2 c. Fresh or frozen blueberries 500 milliliters. Lemon glaze 1 1/2 c. Icing sugar 375 milliliters 2 tablespoon. Fresh lemon juice 30 milliliters 1 to 2 tablespoon. Half and half, or heavy cream or milk, 15 to 30 milliliters in a large mixing bowl. Mix the flour, baking powder, and salt together. Set aside. In another bowl, beat the butter, granulated sugar, and brown sugar together on high speed until creamy, approximately 2 minutes. Then mixing on low speed, add the egg, vanilla extract, lemon zest, and lemon juice. Beat on medium-high speed until combined. With the mixer running on low speed, slowly add the dry ingredients and milk. Beat everything just until incorporated. The dough will be thick and be careful not to overmix. With a spoon or rubber spatula, carefully fold blueberries into cookie dough. Handle with care because some may break. Cover dough tightly with aluminum foil or plastic wrap and chill in the refrigerator for 30 to 45 minutes and up to 2 to 3 days. Preheat the oven to 350°F, 180°C. Line two large baking sheets with parchment paper or silicone baking mats. Set aside. Remove cookie dough from the refrigerator. Scoop cookie dough, about 1 1/2 tablespoons each, and place 3 inches apart on the baking sheets. If desired, sprinkle each with a little coarse sugar. Bake for 15 to 16 minutes or until a cookie springs back when lightly poked with your finger. Remove from the oven and allow cookies to cool on the baking sheet for 5 minutes before transferring to a wire rack to cool completely before glazing. To make the glaze, whisk the confectioner's sugar, lemon juice, and half and half together until smooth. Add more confectioner's sugar to thicken or more lemon juice, half and half to thin, if desired. Drizzle over the cookies and let set. Glazed cookies will stay fresh covered at room temperature for 2 days or in the refrigerator for up to 1 week. Makes about 32 cookies. Source: sallysbakingaddiction.com. Jody Mirosavsky is a home economist from Rosetown, Sask, and a member of Team Resources. Contact team@producer.com. These deep blue-colored berries are a nutritional powerhouse, https://www.producer.com/farmliving/Canadian blueberries, a healthful addition to any diet.